currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast where we ruin your childhood, and you can bet your ass I'm talking about Sesame Street. Since you know that since I know you love your Sesame Street, your life is going to change. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
Hello, welcome to the show, where we are cut with the parts of Owen Piper and Jay Little are being played by robots that have access to our vocal cords and face and brains. Jay, how are you doing?
101101. That's a robot joke.
Oh, it's funny, because it's fine. It's like binding.
Yeah,
good.
I wasn't ripping off. I wasn't like humming robots to myself in my head, but it's like the cord.
What
if we just did an entire episode of the podcast where we say we were played by robots and just sang that song and then got shot down for copyright infringement?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to like run this through like a thing. I'm going to like make the transcript. I'm going to put that transcript in a audio, in a text file as binary. And then I'm going to put that into Audacity using the import source feature. And I'm going to make it all garbly and weird. And I'm going to put that up in the podcast feed. It's going to sound like, but it'll sound like we're robots. That's funny.
I don't know why, but like the entire time you were talking about that, I was like semi-listening, but all I could think about is how cool spectrographs are. Like, you know, the things where you play, like you put an image into a computer software and then it makes a sound out of it. It's kick ass.
Yeah, it's sick. I was talking about kind of doing the opposite thing where you put something into a computer software and it makes a sound. Wait, no, that's the same thing.
I want to see if anybody's done that with a picture of a penis.
I've actually, fun fact, the signal crash noises you hear during our disclaimer portion of the episode at the start, they are from 3D models of things. If you know what they are, maybe if you listen hard enough, you'll figure it out. anyway, hello, welcome to our program. I don't know what that bit was.
Penile constriction ring. Cool.
Tasty. So Jay, how are you actually doing? Let's do the show now. How's it going, Chief?
I'm all right. I am wallowing in free time at the moment and using it poorly to attempt to do creative projects and not doing them, and also work on my project abstract for my master's dissertation, which I'm also not doing. So here we are.
Instead, you're doing a funny goof comedy show with
instead me, I'm doing that and not masturbating while doing that.
Well, it's good to have you back either way. I hope you all enjoyed the clip show that I put up last week, because we're just bad people.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed putting it together. I just felt really guilty about it. I was like, oh yeah, we're coming back. We're going to be back on the weekly shit. And then we just forgot to do it. And I was like,
my favorite thing about it was I was thinking, what are we doing the podcast? And then we've got a new episode of the podcast. I was like, the fuck? Did Owen just do it without me? I thought like you'd just done it with Ismay and just like not told
just
me.
Just completely ignored.
And I was like, oh, okay. And it was like, we've got a clip show. And I was like, oh, cool. I also, it's really, it is kind of funny because halfway through, I was like, this is pretty funny. And then I just heard two American women start talking. I was like, the fuck is this fucking assholes? The fuck is this shit? These fucking bitches. And then I was like, oh yeah, we had guests.
Yeah, they're our esteemed friends, Aaron and Katie from the no longer airing hashtag relevant podcast.
Who I've never met. And
yeah,
also,
they're lovely.
I've just insulted horrifically.
Oh, they're lovely. I'm planning to try.
They
and get
sound
them
delightful, but I'm
they
not
are
gonna
absolutely fucking. Oh, they're great.
I'm not going to take back that I called them bitches. They just have to live with that.
I can't wait for episode 50 where you guys will finally meet and just be fucking, hey, bitch, what's good? And they're going to not like you. And they're going to just like not like you or your presence. So good for you.
No one likes me, especially women, because I'm.
I dislike you, but I'm forced to be with you due to contractual obligations.
Yeah.
Anyway, We need to talk about what we did last week. Jay, you have a dirty money boy. You should know. Do you know what it is? Because I don't. Because I forgot. Because it's the one note I forget to get up.
I think anyone on this podcast is pretty intimidated by the fact that one of the people on the podcast is referred to as a dirty money boy. So I'm surprised we got any guests in the first place, if I'm honest.
To be fair, since we started referring to you as the dirty money boy, we've had one guest, and that's Ismay. So
I don't know what that says about Ismay.
Ismay's a...
That said, like, this is a weird behind the scenes moment. Of all the people's voices who have surprised me when I'm naked the most, it is Ismay's voice.
Which is this story before.
I know, but it's just a fact I need everyone to know that I've been scared so many times. The worst thing is I'm usually bent over as well. Like drying my ankles. I'm like, and then it'd be like Ismay's voice, I'm like, ah!
I've got this really good mental image now. You're there, you're butt naked in your bathroom, you're bending over to dry your toes. Ismay fucking, like, Zawarudo's behind you. Just fucking...
That's not what Zawarudo is.
But... I don't know! Alright, instant transmission from Dragon Ball.
There you go.
I fucking know. She instant transmissions behind you, you fucking weeb.
I actually would be less scared of that. I would be more scared if Ismay appeared in my bathroom and then used Zawarudo to freeze time while I was naked and bent over. I'd rather she just teleport in the room than, like, have infinite opportunity to just stare at my naked ass.
Well, I don't know if Ismay would do that, considering she's gay as the sunrise.
I really am glad that she doesn't. I don't want anyone to do that, really. I don't know if someone's seen me naked, and I'm sorry for that.
If you don't want to know, in that case, Jay, I suggest you delete the CCTV tapes from when I was last at your place, because it's going to have some disturbing stuff on there that you're not going to want to see.
People have CCTV inside their house. That's weird to me.
Yeah, it is very odd. I don't know. Like, I don't trust my friend, the people I live with. So I'm gonna rig CCTV up to see who's stealing the biscuits.
That said, I did want to do that in my first year of uni because somebody did keep stealing my cheese. But that's not the point.
Some fucker at university broke our microwave. We'd steal that. I know who did it, but no one will own up. And it wasn't me. I need to make this very clear because I didn't use the microwave that day. All I know is I went in there in the morning to make coffee and it was fine. And I go in there at lunch to make soup and it's broken. Only one person had the day off that day. Carl, I know it was you. You liar. Anyway, so that's a call out for Carl, who doesn't listen to this podcast.
Someone
Carl,
got egg on my ceiling and it never came down for 3 months, and also washed the floor with lager.
Carl, I love you really. You're a good sweet boy. But you did break our microwave and you are a sin for that. Anyway, Jay, we need to talk about what we did a few weeks ago. We did Toeys and the Proletariat.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I forgot about the shoes.
How did Proletariat...
about those fucking shoes!
How did our Proletariat, our good new hip shoe brand that encourages the children to guillotine the rich, do at market?
Well, we distributed the wealth. So...
Fuck yeah.
We got an equal share to everyone who bought it, which was me, and then I used all the money to kill everybody associated with those fucking soap shoes.
You have a problem with soap shoes?
No.
Still got a problem with it? Proletariat, then. I will say this as well. COTC Limited, the corporation that we represent and are in charge of, when the communist revolution comes, we will relinquish all of our wealth and join you all, friends. It's just, until that day comes, we do want to have as much wealth as possible.
Yeah.
Because we are filthy capitalist worms at the end of the day. Quite frankly, I look forward to being guillotined. But it is what it is. It's just now occurred to me that the character that I play on this show is so incongruous with my actual political identity that it's a little bit weird.
Like, our characters in this show are not, like... We really should be keeping to, like, this strict, like, boardroom sort of thing, but, like, it quickly developed into the fact that we had, an office under a mountain network. I'm, like, using our riches to, like, fulfill a constant addiction to eating human flesh. And you're, like, constantly trying to overthrow conglomerates while being the leader of a conglomerate.
Of arguably the most powerful conglomerate, because we do have access to time travel technology.
And also, like, we shit on the media constantly, but, like, we're a form of media, so, like...
The characters that we play on this show wildly got out of control. I think in the first few episodes, it's kind of a little bit more...
I remember,
grounded.
Like, in our first episode, like, when we were, like, joking about if we ever did a live show, like, we're gonna have to update our original ideas so much, because I'm gonna have to, like, still come in on a Shea Lounge, but I'm gonna have to, like, get so much, like, blood and, like, just, like, wipe it everywhere.
We'll just fucking get you in stage makeup, just cover you in blood, and just, like, shirtless, and you're screaming about the Thunderdome.
I just come in, and I throw, like, a fake head, and, like, yo, what's up?
Are you not entertained?
If the audio's off, it's because I ate the technician. I was gonna be like, but there's multiple technicians, I'm like, yeah, there were.
Yes. Yes, there were.
She's like patting my stomach. We'll have to get like it so it looks like my stomach's super distended. I'll be like, yeah. Hey.
My tumblies were rumbling for the feeling that only hands can satisfy. Anyway, so that out of the way, we've talked shop a little bit. I don't know if you all are paying attention to our Twitter feed, but as I said, we have been replaced by robots from now on. The real Owen and Jay are currently living in the Bahamas, surrounded by men in thongs, handing them drinks and dancing for them, which is very nice for me, not so much for Jay.
I mean, I'm just in the corner drinking. So honestly, like, it would work for me because the more alcohol I intake, the gayer I get.
So then, Jay.
Yeah.
We're going to do the show. We're going to do the show now. Are you prepared? Because I'm not. I don't even have my list open. Shit.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any you want to do? Or do you want me to give you one?
No, I don't have any I want to do.
Cool. Very good. Excellent. Very nice. So, I have one that I would like to
do. I just said I didn't want to do one.
Well, we're doing one. That's the substance. All right. That's it. All right. Sorry. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening to the show this week. My name is Owen Piper. We'll see you next time. Take care. No, that would be foolish. You piss, man. We have to make money, you dick.
Piss boy. Good old
piss boy.
Piss boy William.
You prodigious buffoon. We're going to talk about then, because it's been big sad boy hours in my house lately. Big, big sad boy hours. It's been huge, colossal sad boy hours, one might say. So I've been doing what I always do when it's big sad boy hours. I've been binge watching Avatar The Last Airbender, and yeah. I kind of want to fuck it up. Yeah. So how can we do that? If anyone's not familiar with Avatar The Last Airbender, it's about a little bald boy that can do magic, and he has to kill a big evil man at the end. But it's really, really good and nuanced and subtle and great.
Okay. So, I've got an idea already that I think is bad, but also hilarious.
That's
so,
the point of the show.
Like,
so.
Avatar Legend of Aang, is based on a lot of Eastern philosophy, right?
Yeah, a lot of that. It's very Asiatic, yeah.
But, you know, all sorts of stuff. So I think we reverse that and make it Western philosophy. But it's ancient Eastern philosophy. We make it modern Western philosophy. And you know how, like, American gods do this whole thing where they have, like, the god of internet or some dumb bullshit?
Yeah.
I say we do that, but it's like, you know, the Avatar can use McDonald's and Starbucks.
He can bend corporations.
Yeah, yeah. We just go full reverse from, like, the last episode, which is just, like, super communist hour. And now we're in welcome to being poor peasants hour.
We need to figure out what the elements are, because obviously there's four. There's earth, fire, wind.
Okay, well, earth...
The fourth one.
Okay, so we have to, like, think of analogy. So, what fire is, like, KFC, right? Because it's spicy.
I like that. I was going to say, like, you know, we got to think. Fire is very destructive. It spreads very easily. So, I'm thinking, like, Exxon, like an oil company. But you just go, KFC hot, so it fire.
Water, like, could be oil. I think that makes
so,
more...
So Exxon.
Yeah. And then,
okay, so we've got a chicken bender. We've got chicken benders, Kentucky Fried Chicken benders.
Earth,
very good.
Earth is like, you know, control of the land. So it's like the ability to charge exorbitant rent, like a landlord.
So all landlord. Right. The thing is, it needs to be like a specific corporation for this to work. We can't just say all that. We can't say Aang has the power to bend all landlords.
I don't know.
All of these sentences coming out of my mouth are brand new and my favorite. So
what about like a housing association? I don't know any off the top of my
head.
I
was thinking of like JCB or something, like construction.
Yeah, JCB works. Fuck it.
You can bend diggers. You can like digger bend.
My
fun.
Name's Jack and my dad's Bruce Lee. He takes me on his JCB to be crushed under the immense weight of capitalism.
And then there's air, which I guess
is
that one.
Walker's Crisps.
Okay, that worked. I was going to say that like that guy from The Lorax that wanted to bottle and sell air, but Walker's Crisps also worked.
I forgot
there's
that
no
movie's
fucking
weird.
Substitute. Yeah.
What if the bad guy was The Lorax?
The bad guy, what, in our new version of Avatar?
Yeah, he's like, I speak for the trees, and then... Well, Aang can't be Aang, because we've got to reverse it, so it's Gna.
Or just Adam, because he's more Western.
Okay. Sure.
Are we westernizing or are we reversing? This is very important.
I kind of like reversing just because I like the idea of a main character being called Gna.
I'm Gna.
And he's like, guess what? And the guy's like, I speak for the trees. He's like, I've got the fifth element. And the Lorax is like, I speak for the trees. And he's like, what's the fifth element? I was like, it's not Mila Jovovich, but it's gun. And then just fucking caps him.
The fifth element, of course. Ah, yes, the other great. It's fucking gun. I like that. No, that's actually really good, because in fucking ATLA, he doesn't want to kill. He depowers the Fire Lord by energy bending. But this is fucking like, I have the gun element. And shoots. Just fucking kills the Lorax in a gangland execution.
He just like shoots him, and the Lorax is like, oh, fuck, shit. Oh, the trees don't have guns. This is bullshit. And he dies.
In this world, no one has guns until Aang learned the secret of gun bending. until Gnar learned the secret of gun bending from the NRA turtle.
No. This is not a funny joke. It's funny to me. What if he was like, I have the fifth and sixth element? And he's like, what's that? It's a sixth element's gun, but the fifth element is a Luc Besson. He just throws a French director at him. It's not funny. I thought it was funny.
This is very good. I like this a lot. So when we say he bends corporations, what does that actually entail?
He just, like...
Can he just control chicken and diggers and oil and bottled air? Or, like, does he, like, have the power to manipulate corporations to his will?
He does, like, a really cool, funky, like, Tai Chi dance and then throws a fucking... just a forklift
for the fucking chicken. Okay, you fucking just... I like this idea as well, because it's like he's like 12, and this obviously takes place in the modern day because they've got Fortless. He just fucking like, he does this fancy fucking Tai Chi, then lifts the fucking Fortless, just yeet, and then just like yeets it at a fucking...
Yeah, but what if Gnar, the legend of Avatar,
okay,
wasn't like a young 12-year-old Gen Zer, he was just a baby boomer.
Oh, this is also very good. We drop the Vine culture, he's just like... Oh, this is it. No, millennials are the enemy because they're killing the industries. Everything changed when the millennials attacked.
I'm like, it's no, instead of the water village, it just starts off with the fucking mayonnaise. And I'm like, millennials are killing mayonnaise. Was it mayonnaise we were killing? I don't remember what we were killing.
We're killing everything from diamonds to mayo to
my
avocado.
My favorite thing is that we're killing the doorbell industry because we text here.
It's so good. So millennials are slowly killing all the industries. The only industries we aren't killing, KFC, oil, air, diggers.
The worst thing is I want to say, like, I would definitely fight to kill KFC. I bought, like, 2 bottles of Supercharger sauce and a limited promotion because I'm a piece of shit.
This is really good. This is, like, the most, like, fully formed idea we've come up with for a while. Oh, I really fucking
so
like this.
Good.
He just fights. So, Baby Boomer Gnar fights the evil millennials and the Lorax.
Harold Gnar, the Baby Boomer avatar.
The Lorax wants to bring fucking, you know, prosperity and stop the rainforest burning down. But if that happens, then Gnar can't buy all the meat that he needs to buy to fulfill his meat destiny or, like, get all his stonks really high. So he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill the Lorax. Fuck the trees.
He's like, what are you gonna defeat me with? He's like, I haven't just got a gun, I've also got the military industrial complex. And they just drops it.
Part of the gun element. Yeah.
He just drops an M16 factory on the Lorax. The Lorax is like, oh shit, man. Fuck, what's I going to do against that? What are they going to do? The tree's going to stop concrete and fucking Colt M16s? No, they're not!
Oh, fucking hell. So that's very good. I think we need a title. We need to slap a title on this.
Gnar, the Legend of Avatar. It's just the reverse.
Gnar, the Legend of Avatar. Excellent. Okay. Gnar, the Legend of Avatar.
Gnar, Legend of Avatar.
Gnar Legend the Avatar, coming soon from Nickelodeon Studios, based in Burbank, California, where dreams are crushed. Come on down.
Does Disney own Nickelodeon yet?
No. Possibly. Actually, gotta check now. Not sure.
They own everything else. Like,
no, see, Nickelodeon is still independent. They have a partnership with Universal, because all their rides and shit are in Universal Orlando.
Makes sense, actually, because there's always like Universal tags on all of their movies and TV shows.
Yeah,
Nickelodeon's the shit, dude.
Oh, and then we have to do the follow up series to Gnar, the Legend Avatar, or whatever the fuck we ended up calling it, and have, you know, how do you do Korra backwards?
Arok.
Arok the Legend of, or Arok Legend the, or what the fuck it is, and that's exactly the same. But
I don't know if it'd be funny or weirdly heartfelt and also kind of progressive. If you know how like Korra like showed off a lot of like industrialization in the world, like if we did the reverse where like it kind of embraces some more like green friendly idea, and like instead of it being a baby boomer, it's still a baby boomer, but it's like a it's like a 4-year-old woman coming to terms with the fact that she's gay, and she kind of like takes down all of her conservative viewpoints and becomes more like left wing.
Oh, dude, you turned it around. This is real wholesome.
I think that would just be really wholesome, so we can't make it, obviously.
Oh, yeah, we won't make that. We'll get someone else to fucking do that.
We'll get one of our subsidiaries because we have a monopoly on the market of terrible shit. Oh, no, wait. That's News Corp.
Anyway, so the boomers are going to... So Gnar's going to bend all the chicken and the diggers and kill the trees. That's very good. We'll definitely make that as well as whatever we end up finishing on this week. That was so fucking choice, my dude. Let's keep going, shall we? Have you got anything you want to do, or do you want me to...
No, I haven't had a chance to like think of anything. There's a couple of suggestions on the Discord, though.
Yeah, I was about to mention. We have a Discord server, the link to which you can find on our website, totcast.com, where you can also give us suggestions. We always shout out whenever we're about to get, whenever we need them. Whenever we're like, hey, give us suggestions, you cretin, and then people do it. So we have some suggestions here.
I kind of like the idea of doing Lazy Town, but I don't remember what the fuck Crazy Bones is.
I don't remember what Crazy... We'll get to Crazy Bones. I remember Crazy Bones. But this one comes to us from Tyro. He suggests a Lazy Town. Fucking Lazy Town. Have we already done this? Because I feel like we might have. It's on my list as well. And we might have...
Crazy Bones!
Okay, stay for it. Let's do Lazy Town first. Let's move on to Crazy Bones. Have we done Lazy Town? Because I feel... We've definitely discussed it.
Definitely discussed it, but I don't think we ever did it.
I don't think we did, because I didn't think we could think of anything that wasn't just kill the child in it, which obviously not funny. Unless we did. Unless we... I don't know if I'm awakening some weird fucking sports memory in the back of my brain or something, some weird thing that I've repressed from the last 47 episodes. Are we really on 40 fucking 7 episodes? 46. Thank fuck. I was worried for a moment there.
What if, like... Yeah. If we haven't done it, just an idea. I don't know if it'll be funny or just sad or weird, but if we did it, like, we did Spartacus's backstory and he's just, like, actually a tortured war veteran and all of his skills come from the fact that he's, like, Rambo.
No, see, I know, I like that. That's very good. So he's, like, he's from, like, he was fighting the Viet Cong. Everyone knows the Swedish...
Yeah, he's the Punisher. He was in Vietnam.
Yeah, the Swedish army fought in Vietnam also, and not a lot of people know about that. And
is he sport eight...
Yeah, he has a Swedish show.
Is it? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think? Oh, yeah, you know, it's starring such Anglo-Saxon names as Stefan Karlsson. Like,
is that her name?
No, that's fucking Robbie Rotten's name, the actor, Stefan Karlsson.
Oh, fuck, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
You shit. Anyway, as I was saying, yeah, the Swedish army, as we all know, served in Vietnam. Spår Akus. I don't know what that's even a real name, but he was dramatically what's the word? Scarred, mentally scarred in Vietnam, and now he sees everyone as puppets except for this one specific child that he knows and his arch nemesis Robbie Rotten, who betrayed his unit in Nam, so he can get out.
I went on like the image search and like Stephanie is staring at me with intensity that I was not prepared for.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephanie. Right, so Stephanie's kind of permeated internet culture in a way that I don't think anyone else has.
Yeah, Robbie Rotten is like a big hero on Reddit. I know that much.
Everyone loves him, dude.
He's so good.
Everyone loves him. It's a shame he's dead.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rip in peace, Stefan Karlsson. We promise we won't touch you too much. We won't touch him. We'll touch the character. Fuck Robbie Rotten. He's a bumhole. But
he's a bumhole.
Yeah,
I think at the end of the show, Robbie Rotten and Spartacus kiss.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. At the end of the show, they reconcile. Like, you know, Robbie, I know that you betrayed us in Nam, you betrayed our unit to the Viet Cong and got everyone except me killed. But that said, your fucking body's so crazy right now. And then they kiss. And yeah. They, little smooch.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. Every time we actually like see the show from his perspective, like hardcore Henry style, every now and then, every time he does a backflip, he's just like backflipping through trees and there's gunfire everywhere and screaming, and he lands, he's like, eat an apple.
Oh yeah, because that's something like his captain would say to him when he was feeling upset, like, yeah, don't worry sport, have an apple. And then he's like, what the fuck are you giving me apples for?
Every time he like looks at an apple, what he actually sees is a grenade. And at the end of the show, when he finally, like, he finally forgives Robbie Rotten, he finally sees, like, his character development is like, signified by the fact that he sees an apple as an apple instead of a grenade. He's like, shit, Stephanie, every time I see apples, I don't see a pink lady, I see an MK2 frag grenade. And she's like, I'm 12.
What's one of those, Mr. Sportacus?
Like, well, Stephanie,
he just like opens like the back room and is like fucking blimp, and he's like, I've never shown you this room, it's just fucking weapons. She's like, what the fuck?
Well, Stephanie, this particular kind of fragmentation grenade was used in Vietnam. As you know, the Swedish fought in Vietnam. That was definitely a thing that we did. This is the exact kind of grenade that I
was Sweden in Vietnam. I'm gonna be really confused if they are.
It isn't. It's a joke. I don't think Sweden fought in the Vietnam War.
If they are, though.
I'm going to Google Sweden Vietnam War and it will get zero results.
Oh, no. They were super opposed to the Vietnam War.
Yeah, dude, I get that. No shit, they were opposed to the Vietnam War.
Surprisingly, a lot of people were.
Yeah, weird that. It's almost like people generally are anti-war.
Yeah.
So yeah,
who
Sportacus
even likes war?
Sportacus is a terrible war veteran. I like the idea that like he uses acrobatics and stuff in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like he would like do like cool like backflips and like kick Viet Cong soldiers, and he'd be like, "Yeah, my body's a temple. Hey kids, make sure you exercise and don't stay in all the time. Make sure you read books and then go out and do press ups instead of playing video games every day.
Yeah, and
you
like
piece of shit."
In the climax of the show, he has like, you know, a fucking full on Rambo breakdown. He's like, it wasn't my war, but I did the exercise I had to do to win.
He has a full on Rambo breakdown. Goes down to the fucking city, to the eponymous lazy town. He fucking sees fucking Stingy unhinge his fucking puppet jaw and try and consume him whole.
That's not what happens in that movie, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, except not every. Except it's a good thing we're making a different thing then, Jay. It's a good thing it's not the exact same as Rambo.
I do kind of like the idea of like remaking Rambo word for word, shot for shot, but with Sportacus in his regular clothes.
And the action is he's doing backflip. He doesn't have a gun. He just backflips.
No, like just the sheer absurdity of it being exactly the same, but he's just in those clothes with that mustache and everything. Just like,
oh, the color palette's the same. So he's still got like the really like bright color palette.
Yeah, but like
everything else is still really washed out. He just fucking got
and I mean we made the whole series, and then it actually has like, you know, the scene of him in like the most recent Rambo movie on the machine gun like screaming, but he's like got that fucking crazy mustache and everything.
Robbie's just trying to live his life in Lazy Town, you know, he's happy he got out, but then he's like, oh shit, Sportacus is back, I need to try and get out of here.
Yeah,
and he keeps trying to do it and keeps failing, and he keeps begging like, please little child, help me escape town, this man wants to kill me. And
what if like
don't
Robbie...
be silly Mr. Robert, he doesn't want to kill you, he just wants you to exercise. And then he just sees Sportacus like twirling a knife and fucking like, I'm a fucking cut you Robert.
Or we could make it super like gray as well, where like, you know, Robbie like injured him. Robbie got injured and then he just like was like, I can't do this anymore, and then like injured himself, so he got sent home because he got twice injured. So they were but like Sportacus is like, you fucking betrayed us, and Robbie was like, I had a fucking wife and kids, man, I couldn't stay in there, I couldn't stay in the shit,
couldn't stay in Nam, in the Swedish Vietnam War,
I couldn't stay in it, I had to get out.
Had to get out of there, man. I had to get out of the Viet Cong, you don't understand. I saw some shit, man.
Yeah, you saw the shit I saw. I'm sorry. I'm really enjoying this, but I have the Crazy Bones Wikipedia page open and I'm reading the fucking description of some.
They took they took number nine's legs, man. So that's Lazy Town. We'll do that, I guess. That's fun. Do you want to get onto Crazy Bones?
It's the fucking like the little summary box is really funny because it has like players any number can play.
Real quick before you get going, Crazy Bones was suggested to us by Battlecry. On the Discord, so thank you, Battlecry.
And then it's just like playing time dependent on game, random chance high, skill in brackets S required, flicking, concentration.
I remember playing these. I remember collecting Crazy Bones. So like it was inspired by an ancient Roman game called Knuckle Bones, where children played a similar... What? Sorry. So Crazy Bones is a reincarnation of one of the oldest games in human history.
Well, that kind of makes sense. It is a Spanish game, so...
It's still, it's just weird. They would throw sheep's knuckle bones.
Yeah, Rome was hardcore, my dude.
Around.
They are kind of shaped like bones now that you look at them.
Yeah, well, hence the name, Crazy Bones.
Oh, I never got that to I forgot about these things, man.
How the fuck do you play this game? What gameplay, here we go. So, other than collectible names, they're mainly people mainly just collected them.
Yeah.
So, Teleport, Attack is the name of the main game mode. Players select one go-go or crazy bone each. Each player takes it in turn to take a go. They may either teleport by moving the go-go or crazy bone to any point on the playing surface or attack by flicking the go-go or crazy bone at that point of the at that of the opponent. If the opponent's go-go is hit, the one who attacked wins the game. If the attack misses, the go-go remains in the spot where it lands. The opponent then takes their turn. Players may not attack on their first turn. So basically, you're just flicking fucking bits of plastic at each other, which is very good. I like that idea a lot. There's something there. We can definitely do something with that. I don't know what, though. We can definitely do something, though. There's something there. Put fucking razor blades in them.
No, we always go to razor blades. What if we make, like, we can make them out of actual bones and, like, but, like, if you loot. No. I've got it. We re-release it, but they're all made of bone. But the initial run is made of animal bones. If you and we add a new rule. We have, like, teleport attack. And then we have teleport attack provide the bone. Where if you lose, you have to remove your knuckle bone with no anesthetic. With a knife, and then you have to play with that until you win again. Then you get to play with the rest of your collection.
Okay, I like that. My idea was this. So we introduce a new rule to Crazy Bones, the teleport attack. We include, with the Crazy Bones set, a piece of, like, you know, sanctified chalk. What's the opposite of sanctified? Desanctified chalk, probably be better. And you have to draw a summoning circle on the ground. You place the bones, which are, again, made of real bone, into this. And in flicking it around, you build up infernal energy. And then when one of the bones is knocked over, you summon a demon from the ninth pit. And he consumes the loser. And it's a shadow game, motherfucker. I think that might be fun. We drag the children to demon hell.
And then we make an anime about it. No, that's the anime. Yes.
That's the anime.
Yeah, no. We just do what Yu-Gi-Oh! Did, where we have the card game already, and then instead of making an anime about the card game, we just make a really weird, like, anime where it's like, there are demons in this game. And the kids are like, oh man, I wish this game was actually that and not this boring shit.
Is there anything else we can do with Crazy Bones?
What if the game is just that you have to, like, eat as many Crazy Bones as possible? If you don't die, you win.
Because here's the thing, they do kind of look tasty. They have the same sort of, like, Tide Pod aesthetic that makes Tide Pods look yummy. Like, it activates the part of the lizard brain that's like, this is
fruit. I had this one. I remember this one.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
There's definitely a part of it. When I look at a crazy bone, I think, I want to eat that. Can you buy them on Amazon? Probably. If not on Amazon, definitely eBay. So yeah, you have to eat as many crazy bones, and we flavour them all. So it's not like we're not going to eat you, mate. Just regular, unsalted, unseasoned plastic. You kidding me? You know, we'll have like lime flavour and vodka flavour and cum flavour ones, and you've got to eat as many as you can. What do you mean? Why? I'm just trying to think of funny jokes, Jay. I'm just trying to fucking throw shit against the wall and seeing what sticks. It's the nature of the podcast.
You can get three Go-Go's crazy bones packets for £4.
Hell yeah, dude.
Free delivery.
Gonna pick that up?
No.
And you have... So there's now two game modes. One where you summon a demon from the ninth pit, and then the one where you have to eat as many crazy bones as far... Are we talking, like, you eat one, and then, like, your opponent go... Or, like, is it just a smorgasbord? You fucking try and consume as many as you possibly can.
I think it should be one at a time, because then it's, like, slow and torturous. But I also do like the idea of children, like... another version of it where you have to feed your opponent them and you have to, like, physically force it into their mouth.
That's good. Yeah, man, the new season of Death Parade is shaping up really well.
They just have, like, a fucking crazy fist fight and then they just, like, plop a plastic device in their mouth. It's crazy that parents buy this shit for children, because, like...
Collectible stuff is inherently, like, weird, though. Like, a lot of, like, things that are, like,
I came to the
collectible.
Really... Yeah, I was, like... I'm really, like, okay, listeners, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really fucking stupid, so it takes me a while to, like, put together what everybody else puts together. I had the amazing revelation the other day while I was, like, playing Magic with Hannah, like, going, just, like, booster packs are gambling, and she was like, yeah. And I was like, why do we buy this shit? Like, why? What the fuck is the point of booster packs where you can just go on fucking Magic Madhouse and just buy whatever card you want for like 30p? What the fuck is capitalism?
Because it's, well, I think it's booster packs are fun.
They are really like, fun though, my dude. Seriously, like, I would never stop buying them.
I collect Pokemon cards. Heads up for anyone that wants to get me a present this year for Christmas. Get me the new booster box or something. And like, I buy booster boxes. I just open about 30 fucking packs, and it's like, it's euphoria. It's something about it that speaks to the childlike part of my body. It's like all the fun of loot boxes without the bullshit.
My favorite, for me and Hannah's second anniversary, like, it's really funny because I went out. I'm not saying she gave me a terrible gift, but I went out and I bought I ordered this leather-bound scrapbook, put like a bunch of pictures in it, and like got people to write in it because she was going to read as far back. And then like I was like, this is amazing. And then Hannah just showed up and dropped like fucking 200 booster packs on my like table, and I was like, forget what I got. What I got was fucking shit. This is amazing. I just sat there for a fucking like half an hour, and I was like, yes. And I got a fucking Planeswalker. It was great.
Okay, we gotta get the money to get to buy booster packs though, Jason.
Oh my god, what if we made a GoGo's Crazy Bone card game?
Okay, like, listen, we're running out of time. We need to get to the ads. Like, I know, you wanna go into this, but like, let's go to the ads.
Yeah, yeah,
come back, right? Let's go do some adverts. What?
Cowing around, crashing the store, stomping about. Stamping the crop, knocking the sword.
Welcome to the advertisements of the show. We're going to talk about the things we need to advertise. Jay, this is the bone suite. Okay. It's the suite where we keep bones. The bone suite. Not the boning suite. That's next door, and that's where the people do the fuck. This is the bone suite.
Oh, and you know fucking isn't real.
I do know that. I've never actually had sexual intercourse.
Listeners, I didn't want to confuse him and make him feel upset, so I told Owen that sex isn't real, so please don't at him and tell him it is.
Please do not at me and tell me that sex is real. I'll be very upset. It's like telling a child Santa isn't real. It's like the opposite, but for me and boning. Oh, fucking hell. Speaking of boning, you know what? If you take your date to Schlurp, you probably get boned. Schlurp is a dessert store. It's in Oswald Street. It's located on Church Street. They have all kind of good desserts that you need to consume to get through this long summer month of August, which is almost over now. Can you stop fucking consuming things in the background? All I hear is crunching. It's fine. Yeah, go to Schlurp, buy some stuff, eat the desserts. They have got good eco-friendly options like bamboo straws and other stuff like that. And you can get a Christmas card if you donate enough money. You're probably running out of time now, but like, get started. Probably get on there for next year. So yeah, go do that. If you mention our show or the name of our other show, Not Saving the Realm, you can get 10% off your order, which is nice. Jay, I also want to talk to you really quickly, because you know what time it be.
Do I?
It's time to announce who my best friend is for the week.
Oh.
What?
I thought you meant what time is it? It's 9:29, but there you go.
What time is it, Jay? It's summertime. fuck it.
I'll have you know it's hammer time.
Do 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 do.
Cha cha, real smooth. They played that. My friend played that at her wedding, and it was fantastic.
It's hammer time. Getting jiggy with it. No 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 no. Oh god. Let's talk about who my best friend is for the week. Then. So if you go.
Tell me.
I'm fucking doing it now. Go over to the website, twitter.com/TOTCcast. That's our Twitter feed. If you follow us on there, you can get access to all kinds of good goose, like neural networks that do our podcast for us, and other things that we occasionally tweet about. You can go and find out. It's the best way to get updates on the show. If you do that and you follow us, you might get named my best friend. For the next 7 days, you can legally call yourself my best friend. My best friend this week, and I'm going to try my best not to butcher this because it is Norwegian. Yeah, my best friend this week is at Stronia 1. It's Tyro. My best friend is Tyro this week. Fuck. It's Tyro. He's a good boy. He likes anime, and he's a nice boy. So Tyro, thank you for following us. We love you. You sweet, precious man. Anyway, I think that's about everything we got. Jay, are you enjoying your time in the bone suite? You're being very quiet.
I'm on Twitter, sorry.
Get off fucking Twitter! The audience goes on Twitter. We don't go on Twitter. We don't use it.
If it makes you feel any better, the computer I was using to on Twitter is made of bones.
That does make me feel better. Yes. You better not be looking at that pornography on there, because I don't know what that is.
I don't follow... Okay, I was going to say I don't follow any porn accounts on Twitter, but
I don't fucking lie to
me. I literally follow Pornhub on Twitter.
You don't have to sit there and lie to me, Jay. To be fair,
the Pornhub Twitter is one of the funniest accounts out there.
I thought you respected our audience more than that. To lie to their face about
no!
Not porn.
You shitting me? I don't respect shit all about these fucking idiots who tune in every week to listen to our garbage.
Except the ones that give us money. We respect you very much. If you want,
I know one of the people who gives us money, and I do not respect shit about him.
Jay, can I see you over here for a second, just real quick?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. If you want us to fucking make money on the fucking Patreon, you need to at least pretend to care about the people that give us money. It's very important.
Get the fuck out of my face right now.
At least pretend. What? No. What?
Owen.
Fuck you.
Owen.
I'm your boss. No. Eat my ass. Right? You listen to me, bitch. Fucking go out there, you sweet boy, and tell them how much you love them. The people that give us money. Fuck the punters. I don't care about them.
Wait, Owen.
Jake.
I'm naked under these clothes right now. Yeah, Patreon's pretty great. They're real good. I respect them.
Let's leave the bone sweet. Let's get back to the episode.
And their terrible tastes in anime.
Fuck yeah. Hello, welcome back. We're back in the main office, and we're going to talk more about things that we love to do. We're going to do the nasty crimes and ruin your childhood. Don't know why I burst into song there. It was weird.
Did we ever ruin Star Mix?
What, the sweets? The Haribos?
Yeah.
We could do that, yeah.
I'm looking at our packet right now, and I just ate a stale bunch of fried eggs, so yeah, fucking why not?
Let's do that. Let's make them actual eggs. There we go.
What if it's just loose, like, egg yolks in the bag?
Yeah, just loose fucking egg yolk and white. Loose egg.
Just loose egg. And it's just like...
That's very good. Just loose egg in a bag and just have, like, say...
What if we just, like, we could do better than this, but what would be funny if we just, like, put actual... No, my God! We just put exactly what they actually are, which would be hilarious until you realise there'd be fucking bears in there.
Yeah, there's some bears in there. Strawberry, like, we just bears we've covered in strawberry coating.
And then, like, you open the bag, a bear claws your arm off, you're like, oh, I love Coke.
There's actual human hearts, some bottles of Coke, just diamond rings.
That'd be awesome.
And, of course, just loose eggs. And then, you know, they can say, Mummy, I want a treat. I've been a good boy today. Well, little Jonathan, you can have some new Star Mix. And she hands him a bag, and it's a fucking... He just gets a fucking loose egg in his fucking child-sized hand. He fucking puts it on a rock on the street and cooks it in the midday sun and just fucking consumes a fucking fried egg, just pavement egg.
He opens the delicious packet and is immediately killed and eaten by a bear that is covered in egg yolk, human heart, and is fucking... hyperactive as shit on the caffeine content of a Coca-Cola.
We just fucking put a bear in a bag and we just piss it off and just send it to people. We just cover it in egg, get it to smell some human heart, put some rings on it to look, make it look nice.
This episode is sponsored by Creative Ways to Kill Your Rivals. Send them a bear!
Send them a fucking bear. It's
send them a
work.
Bear and fed on human hearts and Coca-Cola and covered in
egg.
And covered in egg.
An egg.
Send them rotten egg-covered bears with caffeine addiction.
I don't know why. I like the idea of a child cooking a fucking egg on the pavement and then scooping it up with his bare hand and eating it there and then.
Feeding it to a bear with a side of human heart.
Our content, and this is just me like doing a sort of like observation, a lot of our content is hyper-focused on bears.
I do. Like, I just thought something else. How funny it would be to do the same thing with like Tang Vasix, because I just love the idea of paying somebody to put sugar on a crocodile. It's like sitting there going, "This is fine," and it just getting eaten. And be like, "Why did I take this job?" It's just like you have to lather the fucking bear, like the fucking crocodile, with sticky stuff. Throw the sugar on it, and then attach like marshmallows to the underside of the crocodile.
This ain't worth it, man. The health input. The health.
And then meanwhile, like, they're like, man, I fucking hate this job. Like, Tim's got it way easier. All he's got to do is take a fucking dummy and put it in sugar. The fuck?
Here I am fucking, like, lathering up a crocodile in fucking granulated sugar. And fucking Tim, all he's got to fucking do is take a children's pacifier, dip it in lollipop shit, put that in a packet and sell it to children. And I've got to fucking lube up a crocodile in fucking maple syrup. Jesus.
Imagine doing that, but knowing that crocodiles are always erect.
I didn't need to...
Did you not know that?
No, I knew it. I just need to be reminded of it at this present moment.
Every time I go on this fucking Discord channel, I have to be reminded of the fucking baculum. So, suffer with me, you piece of shit.
Do crocodiles have a baculum? That's the real question.
No, it's just an always erect penis that slides out when they're ready to fuck. Oh, I forgot about the actual human penis.
Yeah, there's just a human dick in there. There's just a human dick in our Discord chat, the private one.
Do crocodile have baculum?
No.
Do crocodile have baculum? Bears have baculum! We've probably got time for one more then. Have you got one, or do you want me to try and get one for you?
I'll just do it.
You want you to just do
just
it?
Just fucking do it.
Just do the sin. Let's try and find one. Let's go over to our unofficial sponsor, JediParadise.com, for this one. There's a show called Trouble with Teabag.
Okay. Hang
which on. Is very good.
All right.
It's an educational program which is trying to get children to read.
Okay.
Because Jay knows where we're going with this already. Trouble with Teabag.
Oh, I just got back and you said it again.
Trouble with Teabag. I'm going to keep saying it.
Is it just trouble like with? Letter T and then bag?
Yeah, just Teabag. Trouble with Teabag. I think the show was just called Teabag, but the episode was called Trouble with Teabag. But basically, a young child found, a clown toy, which already is fucking spooky, and she goes to Letterland, which is a place where letters exist. As sentient creatures. There's Teabag, of course, is known by Tallulah Bag. That's her real name. She is a witch who rules Letterland.
And has an assistant called T-Shirt.
Yeah. She oversees inhabitants from the tea room in the tea square at the... the letter T is very important here. Teabag is addicted to tea. She has 20 cups a day.
Sounds like me.
Which T-Shirt makes her from her own tea plant. Which has teas growing on it. So I'm thinking, let's take Teabag and make her THC bag. And she just loves that that good koosh. What are your thoughts on Teabag? What can we do with Teabag other than the glaring fucking obvious? What?
Just like British television's just trash. Why the fuck? Remember when people used to think the BBC was good? Neither do I.
No, neither do I. They let Sherlock happen, for God's sake.
Yeah.
T-Shirt is just a kid that she stole.
Yeah, he's played by John Hassler. I have nothing to say about it. I have no idea.
There's the gardener, who looks like a pedo Mr.
Hang on. Okay, so each episode is a different setting in which magical items are hidden. These are often historical settings or settings from folklore and literature. So it's just League of Extraordinary Gentlemen with like a joke about putting bowls in someone's mouth.
Yeah. And that's what we do.
Oh my god, can we just make League of Extraordinary Gentlemen but good with a character called Teabag as the leader?
Yeah, and he put...
Played by Helen Mirren, because I want to hear Helen Mirren introduce herself as Teabag.
Hello there, my name is Teabag.
Oh god.
And she fucking takes her balls out and puts her balls in the other people's mouths.
Hell yeah. Alright, so the ones listed, we got Robin Hood, Tom Sawyer, Napoleon, Leonardo da Vinci, Elizabeth I. So just like famous historical figures. So first of all, who plays T-Shirt in this new updated show?
T-Shirt is sponsored by the BBC.
Oh no, it's ITV!
Okay, right, irrelevant. He's played by Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
Now, he's played by current Macaulay Culkin.
You said that name really weird.
That's how it's pronounced. Macaulay Culkin, that's how it's pronounced.
I thought it was Macaulay. Who plays Tom Sawyer? Tom Sawyer's like that shitbag with fucking...
Who's Tom Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer's like a famous historical figure.
Are we looking at the same show?
Teabag.
Hang on, I'm going to say...
It's a British television series about an eponymous witch-like character and assistant T-Shirt.
Yeah, you get that, but like... he's not, the historical figures are not listed anywhere on the fucking Jedi's Paradise page.
I'm on the Wikipedia article.
Fuck Wikipedia, it's inferior. Because Wikipedia would not have such great lines on it as, if things go against her, Tallulah Bagg, she can have a right tantrum. Like, that wouldn't happen on Wikipedia. It wouldn't happen, it's a bad website.
Okay, Teabag. Oh my god, I thought it was animated.
No, it's not.
Okay, the fucking look on the kid is just like, I have been kidnapped, please help me.
Yeah, and she has. By Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, like, what if it's just the show about Helen Mirren, like, watching this TV show, she goes crazy, just abducts Macaulay Culkin, goes on a road trip.
And says, hello, Macaulay. My name is Teabag. I have... She has a complete identity crisis.
Yeah.
I'm Teabag. I'm going to put my balls in your mouth, and then we're going to kill the president.
Yeah.
And then also, American thriller that occasionally has Helen Mirren putting her balls in Macaulay Culkin's mouth.
Okay. But what if Macaulay Culkin's like, yeah, sure, fuck it, why not? I've got nothing
to do. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's up for it.
He's like, yeah, sure, fuck it. It's Helen Mirren, man. She's awesome. And then they just go on a road trip, and then fucking every single character they encounter is played by this Jim Norton guy.
Yeah. Jim Norton plays everyone.
Yeah, Jim Norton.
We keep the role of the gardener like as a constant because he looks like pedo Mr. Tumnus. And I'm really into that. He does. So there we go then. Teabag, starring Helen Mirren and Macaulay Culkin, coming soon to a Blu-ray near you. And it'll air at Christmas probably, right after the Queen's speech and before Shrek. So that's it, I think, for us this evening. Jay, have you enjoyed yourself? Because we've been on call for almost 2 hours and I think we've done nothing.
I am sad.
So, that said then, thank you for listening to our broadcast this evening. It's been it's our show. It's called Think of the Children. Please keep circulating the tapes. It's a comedy podcast and we thank you both. Thank both of you, our listeners, for listening to us. Before we get going, then, I'm going to quickly just drive through them talking points real fast. If you enjoyed our show, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to Twitter.com, as we previously mentioned, Twitter.com/TOTCcast, and follow us, shout us out, tweet about us using the hashtag TOTCcast, and you might get named my best friend if you do that, much like Tyro did this week. Tyro, you're my best friend. Thank you for being awesome and supporting our show. If you prefer to go to Facebook, go to Facebook.com. Just search TOTCcast. It should get you there. And it'll show up in your newsfeed along with all your pictures of cat gifs and the president being racist. What else we got? We also got a website. It's TOTCcast.com. That website has links to all our shit, about us, links to all our social medias, things like that. And also, most importantly, a link to our Discord channel, Discord server even, not channel, that's weird, our Discord server, where you can suggest things. We're trying to get better at using Discord, I'm trying to anyway, and if you do that, you can join other awesome people that are currently in our Discord, like Zytonal, and Candle, and Battlecry, Eamon, Ramona, Panic It's a Houseplant, which is a very good name, so yeah, head over to Discord and join us on there. It's a really fun time. We post dumb shit in there a lot. If you like all that's social, yeah, that's social media. If you want to give us money instead, you can go over to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a small donation every single month. It helps us keep the lights on and helps us buy equipment. I just bought a new mic stand, which is fucking nice. And that's all thanks to you guys. We're going to save up, get Jay a new microphone so he can join it. You can join me in the 21st century. This is the part where Jay stops listening because I go on a ramble. So yeah, go do that. And if you do that, you'll get access to all kinds of cool bonus content and an exclusive role on our Discord channel. All the good stuff that you enjoy. And most importantly, you get a shout out at the end of our show, like our esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, and Ramona. Thank you all so much for giving us your money. It really does mean a lot to us. Because apparently, you like this dumb shit enough to pay for it, you fucking sucker. Who's the real clowns? We make the comedy, but you pay. It's not funny and you pay for it. You're the real clowns here. But we love you, you dumb clowns. Jay, you got anything you want to plug?
Nope.
Cool. Neither do I. I have a Twitter at the Owen Piper.
I have a Twitter. I mostly just tweet about Dungeons & Dragons shit nowadays. So,
are the listeners expected to incept Twitter from your mind space, or are you going to say what your Twitter is?
My Twitter is at Lich About Town. Is it a Lich About Town?
It's Lich About Town, yes.
Lich About Town.
Lich About Town. And mine is at the Owen Piper, and you can follow us on there for all the shit we post about. I mostly post about communism and screenshots of Final Fantasy 14. But you know, it's there. It's good. I think that's everything then. We got merch. We got merch. You can go to bit.ly/TOTC shop, buy some merch. And most importantly, well, not most importantly, but you know, thank you for being rad. Also, please review us on iTunes. Jay, who are our sponsors this week? Because we think we've got time for a message from them before we close out.
So, hi. My name's Jay, renowned cannibal and wearer of human skin. Or at least that's what I would say if I was actually a human being, but I am, in fact, a robot. Now, if you would like to completely and utterly sell out like a fucking piece of scum, you can do that. With shitty podcast robot impersonators limited, we offer a service where you can, like, order robots and shit. And it's real good. For $9.99, $99.69.
Nice.
Nice.
For $420.69, double nice.
You can buy a robot. That's pretty obvious, my dude. If you then download your entire mind into the robot, it will continue to live as you and eventually replace you by wearing you and fulfilling your life streams better than you ever will.
Yep. Yep. That's it. Go to www.shittypodcastimpersonators.com right now and get 25% off your robot. Thank you all so much for listening to Think of the Children. My name's been Owen Piper.
Don't fuck shit. Almost said it. You almost called me out. Luckily, I'm programmed correctly to know that my name is not said at the end of the podcast for less than 30,000 currency units.
30,000 galactic credits. You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening, and take care.
Drink up the wine. That's fine.
Well, hey there, nerd. Do you run games of Dungeons & Dragons, play the Good Sweet game, or want to but have no idea where to start? Well, come on over and listen to Crit Chat, a D&D advice podcast with a rotating cast of experienced DMs just waiting to give you all the best tips and tricks to make your games of Dungeons & Dragons the very best they can be. From how to run a campaign for first-time players to which monster in the manual is the most dateable, we've got it all. Find us by searching Crit Chat on your favorite podcast app or under podcasts on iTunes. Warning, Crit Chat is obligated to talk about goblins at least once per episode. Anyone listening to this podcast may experience feelings of desire towards them and many other fantasy creatures, including but not limited to centaurs, satyrs, the inevitable, flumps, various golems, thrycreen, animated armor, shield guardians, cadaver collectors, any and all demons, and, if you're kinky, the rug of smothering.